In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Spectrum Health Lakeland's Help Wanted sign is up.
Spectrum Health Lakeland will be holding a hiring event next Thursday. It'll be at the Conference Center at Lakeland at Meadowbrook. That's at 2550 Meadowbrook Road in Benton Harbor. They're looking for frontline staff to fill positions in environmental services, nutrition services, and nursing support. Attendees will have the opportunity to learn more about available job openings and meet with leaders who are making the job offers or scheduling additional interviews. You can fill out an application at spectrumhealthlakeland.org/get-hired. The hiring event is from 9 to 4 next Thursday. I'm Michael Arney reporting.
As the holidays approach, some food banks worry they won't have enough stuffing and cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving and Christmas. The rise in food prices and supply chain problems ravaging the country are to blame. Christopher Ivey of Forgotten Harvest says they're working hard to make ends meet this holiday season.
So Forgotten Harvest, as a food bank or food rescue organization and food banks are definitely struggling to get food into the organization between food shortages, logistics problems, trucking shortages, and all of that. There is definitely less food out there for us to rescue.
According to Ivy, the charity is having to buy some food items for their holiday meal programs this year due to a lack of donations. If you're interested in volunteering or making a donation, go to ForgottenHarvest.org for additional information. World leaders are meeting for the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, as leaders in Congress debate a spending package to address climate change. Supporters of the bill say it's past time for the United States to act. Martin Public Schools Board of Education trustee Austin Marsman joined hundreds of elected officials in signing a letter to Biden asking him to declare a national climate emergency and asking Congress to pass Build Back Better. It's tackling climate change is also creating jobs.
We're going to need folks to construct the energy-efficient buildings that are called for in Build Back Better. We need people who are wiring the solar panels, laying those new pipes. It's going to take all hands on deck.
According to U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, wind turbine technician is one of the fastest-growing careers in Michigan and the nation. A top children's health organization is urging parents to get their kids vaccinated against COVID-19.
Last week, the CDC gave the okay for children ages 5 to 11 to get the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Lee Savio-Beers is the president of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
The most important message is that this is a safe and effective vaccine that can protect your child. This is what parents want to know, right? It can protect your child against serious illness.
Studies have shown the vaccine is about 91% effective in preventing COVID-19 in children ages 5 to 11.
Dr. Deanna Lights, the Michigan News Network.
In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.